The Traveler's Journal, May 11th. Meandering in Mumbai. In 1534, a Muslim sultan granted Portuguese traders rights to a string of fishing villages on seven small islands off India's northwest coast. Attaching no importance to the property, it was included in the dowry of Infanta Catherine Braganza when she married England's Charles II. In 1668, the English king leased the harbor to the East India Company, which over two centuries built it into Bombay, a sprawling port and commercial gateway to India for the British Raj. Now known as Mumbai, the city is a brash, bustling, money-making metropolis of 16 million residents. Reveling in its reputation as India's most dynamic and westernized city, Mumbai produces a third of the country's GNP, handles half of its foreign trade, and hosts the world's biggest movie industry. Symbols of its prosperity crop up everywhere, from the relics of British colonialism and glittering office towers to yuppie couples who flit around town in their hatchbacks. The flip side, however, is appalling poverty, with a third of the population living on the streets, traffic crowded and chaotic, and a pervasive sweet smell of pollution and simmering humanity. Modern Mumbai is a microcosm of India's best and worst. Its residents hail from every part of the subcontinent, speak its languages, wear its styles of dress, eat its astounding variety of cuisines, honor its many gods. Without overstating its attractions or downplaying its difficulties, Mumbai offers a breadth of experience found nowhere else on earth. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.